to the Toshma at the bottom of Pesach Bravo. Eliezer Oimer, quoting a bride, so they can decide the man of the year, Connor. Here we have a Beferish of Bryce that Arochid is Kaina, not like Shmuel was Toshid earlier, Arochid is not Kaina. But the Gemara, Achinami, Bimani Baraglov. Here also is talking about Manik Baraglov, the Hachi Hainu Manik, Trey Gadne Manik. So Bryce is telling you you have Manik, which is a literal Manik, leading it, and Manik, which is Manik Baraglov. So I think Gemara, Hachi Rochav Beir by Tami Lakani. So, why is Rochav Beir not Kainer? If Rochav is Manik Baraglov, why isn't it Kainer? So right away here, what does it mean? Yihachi Rochav Beir my Tami Lakani. And before, when it meant, when Rochav meant regular Rochav, why was it good? I'm only asking now that Rochav is Manik Baraglov, Manik Beir my Tami Lakani. Should have asked earlier. So the bottom Tosfos is bothered by this kasha. The Tosfos is masber, and it's a mitzias that if rochav means mani baraglov, so it should be kind of everywhere because you're making a go. But stam rochav, Tosfos says, means that when you get on the animal, it's ozlam achamasei. It goes because you got onto it. And he says, in a city where there are people talking, standing around, there's traffic, so it's not Oslo Mechamasa. This Tosfos is just, I wish I would have seen it in the beginning. In the beginning, when we were clearing what a regular rochav is, Rashi says that's not moving. You just jump on it, you don't make it move. So we clared, what kind of rochav, what kind of mashicha is it? So we said this pshat, that rochav means you get on it, and the animal just goes by itself when somebody jumps on. So that pshat, Tosfos here is saying that a plain rochav is ozlam echamasei. When you get on, it goes because of you. And if it's in a year, so it doesn't. It goes with, it's influenced by the everything around. You think if someone does a hagbah of a purse of money on Shabbos, he's not kaina because it's wasn't that the derech to pick up purses on Shabbos? Yes, there are many reasons. Huh? Okay, let's say it's because it's mukta. So chadami loy kani. What about the bottom Rashi? Rashi says ein darkon shutzniusa. That makes sense. People don't pick up an arnike on Shabbos because it's sniusa. It's going on later. So that's what I thought. We'll see in a minute. Chayru, that bottom Rashi is not going on this gemara. It's going on the bottom line. Because here it says, why not? Because of Mokhtza. The Gemara says, he said, by the way that the Adam are Kainim. So it has to be in the normal way. So it has to be something as the derech. So that Rashi ain't dark on goes on 5 lines at the bottom, ain't dark on shabbat they other look at the ear, but that's the shub sneeze. Why is that sneeze to write in the ear? I'm not sure. Especially Adam Chasha does, Adam Zila does, whatever the reason. There was such a mitzvah of riding animals that most people didn't ride in the city. Important people did, there was a chashivas. And in Zila didn't care, so they also read. So of course, once we mention Shabbos, I can't resist talking a little about Hilcha Shabbos. But fortunately, I'm in good company, because the Rosh has the same attitude. So we turn to the Rosh. The Rosh deals here in this Gemara with the Shaila what to do when it's Hashem, when you're walking in the street and you stumble upon an arnike with a lot of money in it. You don't know what to do. So before I learn the Rosh is Simcha Beis. The Rosh assumes you know that there's a sugya Masechet Shabbos that talks about Misha Hechshech. And Misha Hechshech is the 24th parak in Shabbos, the last parak. And it says there that if you're traveling, and this happens quite often, people are traveling and Shabbos is coming and they're not arriving at their destination. So the question is, if a person has money with him, person has money, and it's Shabbos is coming, what's he going to do? Put the money on the side of the road and keep on going. Well, that's what you should do. You have a dollar in your pocket, that's probably what you'll do. You take the dollar, leave it on the side of the road, and go home. But what happens if a person's carrying something of significant? So Chazal said, Adam bohul al mamayna. It's the nature of a person to become bohul, to become fatumul, when he knows that his money is in danger. And Chazal were afraid a person would come to do a melacha d'oraisa. He might dig a hole in the ground to bury the money, as they used to do. Or he might carry it in a way that's a d'oraisa. In order to sort of ensure that a person doesn't come to an issa d'oraisa, Chazal were mekel. A, they were mekel with amir l'akum. You could tell a guy to to take care of your things. Someone's stuck, he's on the train, and Shabbos comes. So you can offer a guy money and tell him, carry my briefcase home for me, and I'll pay you. And that's worth it. Because other Balaam and Maina, they were matir Amir al-Akum. And if there's no guy, Chazal were matir carrying pachas medalat avis. Carry once pachas medalat amis is worth it for anybody. You're allowed to carry something one time less than 4 amis. If somebody is going with a child, the child sits down in the middle of the street, I'm not talking dafka with sakana, but you're allowed to carry once less than dalat amis. That's worth luchat chila for anybody without a special tzairuch. To carry twice pachas medalat amis, because I'm afraid if you let people carry less than dalit, less than dalit, less than dalit, they'll eventually carry without stopping, without a hanocha. So it's asasim and rabbanon to carry more than once pachas and dalit.
Once
each carry. As if you have 10 people, each transportation of an item from point A to point B. Every time you move yourself from one point to another, so you can't, So Chazal were machmir normally on carrying, it's called pachas medalat amis, in separate steps of less than dalat. In the case of Adam Bala Mamainai, Chazal were mekel that you're allowed to carry pachas medalat. Because if we at least we should teach people, carry pachas medalat, they won't come to this, otherwise they'll be Bala Mamainai, they'll come to do an Issa D'oraisa L'chad Chila. So Chazal were mekel on Amir L'Akum. They were also mekel on carrying pachas medalat avis. There were other drabbanans that they were mekel on. Tiltum and Sadam Muktzah they were mekel on. These type of things. So that's Adam Bala Mamainai when Shabbos comes. So Rosh has the Shaila on Shabbos, if you're going in the street and you see an anarchy, you see something of value. Should we say the same thing? Person could be bottled, it's worth a lot of money. He's going to come to do a malacha d'araisa. So therefore, we'll let him do a malacha d'araisa. It's not a minor, it's found money. There's a big chiluk. So let's see the Rosh. The Rosh says that, and he proves it from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that when you have an anarchy on Shabbos, that it's not the derech to pick it up. We were mekel by d'rabbanans. Then if you found it, you can carry a pachas. So his raya is from our Gemara. It's up to Rosh. Elam miyatek bi'arniki b'shabbos. She'ein derech b'nei adam like bi'arniki b'shabbos. Rosh na Gemara. Rach and amid lakani. Mekan muchach. Dimotza arniki b'shabbos. The oslo taltel. Afal pi she'hoye yorei shami yekad menu acher. Even though you're afraid, if you don't take it, maybe you wait till after Shabbos, someone else will get it ahead of you. So if you're afraid someone will get it ahead of you, maybe you'll be bald. We see from here it's Asr. How can you compare it to riding in a city? Because to ride an animal in the city is not the derech, even on a lost animal, the Shabbat Haga, that you can do it on Haga. It's normal to do it by Mitziah if it's Mutter. So what do you do if you're walking in the street and you see a lot of money? So you stand on it until after Shabbos. Depends how much money it is and how much time is left after Shabbos. But if it's only a couple of hours and you're only going to learn anyway, so you just stand on it and you wait to the after Shabbos.
Shemini Adas. To make it better, if someone finds it, that's the better that they're going to add it to Shabbos.
guy's not traveling the Shabbos. He's taking on the time.
He's not being kite. It's not a normal thing to be kite on Shabbos and Anakin. That was the one's cash. Isn't he just from before?
Saying
if a person who's Misha Hirshik, is a Misha Hirshik person like Bia Arnaki, or he just keeps on going with the Arnaki in his pack? You don't pick off on the floor. No. Right? I hate to say. Vahadam Dafka Kisai, Abu Mitzia Lai. It says over there, Lash and Mitzia, that Mitzia is us, a lab Dafka Lite Lenachri. I leave a box with Dalit. I will be a Shari. Don't think it means if you can't transfer it, you can pick it up. Lavla Halabia Osir. Now the last three words of this Rosh are important. We'll see why in a few minutes. He says, what's the Isser? Mishum Isser Mokza. He says, clear that the Isser is Mishum Isser Mokza. And I hope I remember, I want to come back to this. Alright, so we have here three inyanim to talk about. The first is this Rosh. Says that Amitziya, there's no heter of other Balaam Amayinai. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the Gzeira of Adam Baal HaMamayinai applies Afilu Mitziya Shevali Yadai Mahalach Pachas Pachas Me'arba Amis, the Rambam in Hilchah Shabbos Perukhaf Halach HaZayin. And the Rambam says that you're allowed to carry Pachas Pachas Medalar Amis. The Ravid writes on this Zehu Shibush. That's all he writes. Zehu Shibush, this is a mistake. Who's on the Rambam? The Misasagas of the Rambam, he writes Zehu Shibush. The Magid Mishnah writes on the Rambam that Kevar Nechelku Olav Kol Rambam Farshim. Everyone disagrees with the Rambam. And Mechayra, our Gemara, at least the way the Rosh Lo understood the Gemara, our Gemara is a steer to the Rambam. Because our Gemara says that Motzar Niki B'Shabbos ain't Derech like Biyar. So the Chayyot is not like the Rambam. The Chayyotam Klalun Dalid listen to what he says. He brings the Rambam. He says if you have a person that's not going to listen to you, not going to listen to you, he finds $1,000 on the street, he won't be able to resist, so you should tell him to be Samech on the Rambam. If he's going to do this to their eyes, tell him to at least be Samech on the Rambam. So I have no problem with that. At least there's a Shita, you what? Over there, he's already bowl. So he's already bowl. He's not going to listen. He's going to carry it. So tell him to carry it, the Puffus Box Medaladans. So he writes here in the notes at the bottom, which is the Nishma Sodom, that he also says everyone argues with the Rambam, but he says, Matsasi Ksas Raya Ledvarov, above a Mitzia Davtes. We understood Bav Mitzia Dav Tes is the Kasha on the Rambam, right? Right? We understood that Bav Mitzia Dav Tes is a Raya against the Rambam. He says, Ava Ktsas Raya. Now listen to his words. I'm reading to Lashon of Nishma Sadam. Dav Alei Rav Ashi Lav Kahana Elo Meyata Hekbi Arniki B'Shabes Shein Daka B'nei Yadu Lavi Hashan Arniki B'Shabes Achanami the Kani the Loi Kani Upirish Rashi Ein Darkon Mishun Tzniyusa. What he says. Mishra Sadam says that the Gemara says in Dakin Shalvan Yadam like Via Aniki Bishabis, Pirish Rashi Mishum Tzniusa. Mash Badapka Mishum Tznius. Avali Sura Leka. Huh? I'm reading the words. So he says, Ain Dakin Shalvan Yadam Mishum Tzniusa. Otherwise it'll be Mutter, because since Adam Bahu, Chazal suspended Yisroel Mokza and the Nailetz Mutter. Now when I read the Gemara and I told you Rashi says Mishum Tzniusa, So we didn't. You told me Rashi's probably going on the previous Gemara. Ein darkim shel b'nei yad. The Gemara says the words ein darkim twice. It says ein darkim shel b'nei yad be'ir, and ein darkim shel b'nei adam like be'ir haniki b'shabbos. Now, which one does Mishum Stiusa make more sense by?
Rashi says.
What's he going? He's going on the behemoth though. On Yisrael, I understand. So on Shabbos,
not like the Messiah.
Not like Chayyadim. The Chayyadim is not Pashup Pshat, Rashi. But Rashi, also, what's the tzniyus not to pick up money in the street? Can you explain to me?
Shabbos.
Huh?
Be embarrassed.
That's what tzniyus on Shabbos.
Maybe it's going to be walk. Maybe it's going to be walk.
So life is a lot of time. It's not a nice Russian life, but.
Oh, so Reichem, I understand this. So
that's why you're saying
it's. I understand, but right, the Chayadim learns that Ein Darkim Shel B'nei Adam like the Arniki is Mishum Tznius. So picking up money in the street is Chasar Tznius. So I'm not sure what Chasar Tznius it is.
It was
attempted.
Right? Empty wallet and it's smart sign. Why are you picking up the
center? But then it's not Chasar Tznius, it's expensive wallet.
Smart sign, you don't think that money's not. So I'm
The Gemara is talking here about somebody that's not mukta.
Carrying, the whole issue is carrying.
No, the issue is the hagbah. The hagbah is not the dara, carrying is something else. The kinyan is the hagbah, he's picking it up. Well, we saw the rush, he said, Mishum mukta. If you're a rush, Mishum tzniusa. The Gemara means an empty arniki, you think so? So I was going to say arniki, the Gemara could have said a shoe or a jacket. There seems to be a little bit of a tell that this is Chayi Adam. Makamak in Gedayu Rama, Mislach Alavi says, Benishi, Eni Yachal Akafi Yisra. Even though everyone argues, Gedayu Rama, I agree, if the guy's going to do it there at Isa, let him do it at Rabbanim better, let him be Samach on the Rambam. But, I remember once I told somebody he had a shayla and to do melach shei tzricha l'gufa. So I told him that it's aser. I said the Rambam paskens that it's murta, but we paskens that it's aser. So he told me the Rambam's good enough for me. Chameiv asked him, I'll tell my rabbi, the Rambam's good enough for me. I tried to tell him that we don't paskens the Rambam, but he wouldn't hear it. So yeah. If that person can do it, they're right. Anyway, this is the first Nakuda, the Machlaikis, the Rambam, and the Rush. If we're not the Mishum Bahala on a Mitzia, I guess it's a psychological shayla. How do people look at a Mitzia? Are they Bahul? On your own $1,000, you're Bahul not to lose it. On a found $1,000, are you Bahul or you're not Bahul? So,
Even if you are Bahul, you find it, it's like you don't lose the opportunity for it to stop getting Bahul.
The right, then who?
No, once you find it, you feel like no one else will be able to get it. So
you get both. We actually had this on Beis Amid Beis, when the Gemara had a tzrichisa for Mitzia Nekach Umemkar, it said, Mitzia, who do I know? Mishum Demari Ba'amar Chavroi Lamidi Chosaba. The Gemara said that when two people find a Mitzia, a person normally wouldn't steal from his friend, but if his friend found a Mitzia, he's quicker to take it, because he says, my friend is not losing anything. Not losing anything. So he said, what do you mean he's not losing anything? He's losing half the talus. What we understood, it's a mental thing that a mitzia, if a guy finds a mitzia, it's all profit. It's not like something a person already has. So a person doesn't look at it as his thing. So same thing here, what the Russia say. You see, people don't look at it as their own thing. That's why, and that's
people
why
people
you know what the bubble.
It's his thing. They look at it as
yeah, it could be by someone else, you don't look at it. As his, and by yourself, you don't look at it as yours. That may be very well be true. Alright, so that's the first Nakuda. There's a second important Nakuda in this Rush, this Negehel Kishavis. That is, there's a Chumas Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's Rasupik, on the Issa Kinyan B'Shabbos, because I'll ask it being kind of things on Shabbos. In general, you're not allowed to do kinyanim on Shabbos. If you want to give someone a present, you give it to them before Shabbos, or after Shabbos. In general, you don't give people things. You don't do kinyanim on Shabbos, even presents. The koshke in business, to give someone something or pay you after Shabbos, mekach u'memka, we don't do on Shabbos. Why not? What's the issur to do business on Shabbos? So they said to Rabbanon, Shema Yichtav. So if people do business on Shabbos, they transfer ownership of things on Shabbos, you're going to come to write it down, after all. If I'm buying something from you and I'm cutting it on Shabbos, normally I'm cutting it something of value, I want to have it written down, there should be a record that it's mine, it's not yours, you're the Marayam, I'm buying it. So the Gezer Shema Yichtav, that's why Chazal asked Mecha Chomemka. Really, in a Torah, a person could be open on Shabbos.
Shabbos written already in a Torah.
Well, we ask the Mecha Chomemka because there'll be cases where people are going to come to write, even though in this case they may not. But we ask all Mecha Chomemka because it would lead people to write on Shabbos. What? Matana is the same as the Mecha Chomemka. Because the person wants to have as a matter of record that it's his. Should be on the record that that's his. That's his.
But the loud is a warning. No.
So the Mordechai in Sefer Beis says that something that's for Einik Shabbos is mutter. So what do you mean? If somebody brings a bottle of wine on Shabbos, you're going to drink it. See, the truth is, if someone brings a bottle of wine, you don't have to be cutting it. A guest comes to my house, brings me a bottle of wine. I could be his bottle of wine, and I'm drinking it. I don't really have to be clean that it's mine. Mordechai there has a case of a person who has untitled kelim in his house. So there's a backer, he forgot to title it before Shabbos. He wants to use it. He can't use it, it's not titled. So what do you do? The Mordechai gives an eight, so you makne it to a guy. Take you go to a guy, be machne, tell him it should become his. I don't want to give it to him for keeps, so give it to Matan Amnasla Hazar. He should be kainit. Once he's kainit, it's a guy's becher. And then you can use a guy's keli, you're allowed to use on getaiva. Because the yid's keli, you're not allowed to use. So Mordechai gives the seitzah to be machne to a guy. So Mordechai says, I can yonim aras on Shabbos. So Mordechai says, Mishamaynik Shabbos, you're allowed to do kinyonim on Shabbos. And that's how we pass it. I remember when I was a bacher, there was a girl in Flatbush who was engaged to Rav Shach's grandson. And she met him the first time on Shabbos in B'nai Brak. So Shach took out a watch, and he said, I have a minig, I give all the grandson's collars, I give the watch. You can imagine how expensive the watch was. So he gave her the watch, so she was shy, she didn't want to take it. So Shah said, oh, you don't want to take it because you want to make a kinyan on Shabbos. You should know, I called in a bacher Erev Shabbos and I told him to pick it up to be zeicher for you. So you could take it. That's what he told him. He said something, and the thing of the story, that Rav Shach did a kinyan Erev Shabbos, not Shachidish to me. But that he thought that this girl didn't want to take it because of a kinyan on Shabbos. That was something of a kinyan. Anyway, kinyan maras. But the kiva edun is true as mesutim. If that's only a kinyan with his amarikama, like a matona or a mecha chomemka. What about a kinyan in a hefker? If you're cutting something from hefker, let's say it's not an arniki. It's not an arniki. Let's say you're going in the street and you find a coat. And it's a coat that someone lost. And you want to pick it up, you can put it on, you don't have to carry. You put it on, you don't have to carry. Well, let's say it's in a place that has a city that has an eruv. And there's no issue of carrying. And there's no issue of muktzah. What? A hefker thing, what do I have to write it down? I pick it up, put it in my pocket, it's mine, there's no marikama. A matana, we're afraid I'm going to write because the marikama will say it's mine. I have to have proof that it was nikta to me. Something happened, it was a transfer from the marikama to me. If I don't have a record, the marikama will come back for me. So I'm worried. But hefker, I'm worried about. Who can be today? I mean. Well, if the marikama comes, then it won't help my writing anything down, because he was never makne to me. He lost it. So come, I'll say I lost it, I'll say I found it, but it bears it. If it's right goyim, they'll say that's mine. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger's mesupik on hefker if there's an issa kinyan. In the Binyan Shloimeh, from the Shloimeh the Dayan of Vilna, he says that it's mutter based on our rush, based on the last two words of the rush. The Rosh said that if you find an aniki on Shabbos, the Gemara said ain't darker shom le'adam like be aniki b'Shabbos. So the Rosh said the last two words were mishum muktzah. Why does the person pick up an aniki on Shabbos? Because he's afraid of isuri muktzah, mishum isur muktzah. Why did he say mishum isur kinyan? If the rule isur muktzah doesn't apply to everything, you have some things that are not muktzah. Isur kinyan applies to everything. So why does the Rosh say Mishum Issa Muktzah? Let him say Mishum Issa Kinyan. Vaistais from the Rosh that there is no Issa Kinyan on Shabbos if you're being Kaina Mitziah, something that's Hefka. So based on this, the Bnei Yishlaim of Paskins that you're permitted to be Kaina, it's Issa Kinyan, you're permitted to be Kaina things on Shabbos.
Why did he
read
the Rashi
such as
this?
Because he learned Rashi, why we learn Rashi. The Rosh is not going on Anarchy, so there's no Raya. But the Rosh is certainly going on Anarchy, and therefore he says we shouldn't. Walking on him are only us if it's a Shaviyah. So the Yishlam is saying, by Hefker we're not afraid. Only by Hefker and by Metziah, we're not afraid that a person will come to Raya.
You do
that. So the Chayra, you could. What you could do, even if you hold it's aser, what you really could do, if you're going in the street and you find a coat, put on the coat, have a mind not to be kainah. You all know that kinyanim without das is not a kinyan. Even though it became eggy, you could take the coat, put it on, take it home, and if the Shabbos, do a kinyan. See, really, that would be an eitzah.
So what's the raya
from the Rosh?
That's the chat of the Rosh, that's why it's no raya.
So you're going to taina the same thing by the anarchy. You know why the Rosh didn't say Mishum Kinyan? Because there's an Eitzah to do with anarchy. But no, the Gemara is saying, Ein Dachin Shom B'nei Odom like Bi Anarchy B'Shabbos. The Gemara is saying it's not the derech to make a Kinyan Hagbah on an anarchy B'Shabbos. To take something into your Rishos is not the derech on Shabbos. Avada, it's a derech to pick up things that are mine. It would be my, if my hat blows off in the street, I would pick it up. I would be Magbiya B'Shabbos. That's a derech b'nei adam. You drop something, you pick it up on Shabbos. The Gemara says in derech shomel magbi anaki. It means it's not the derech to do a kinyan agbah, to take something into your rishos on Shabbos. That's not the derech. So that if kinyanu would be yasa, it should say mishum kinyan.
Isn't the Gemara saying we want to see what is the normal way of the world, and based on that we can say it's a kinyan or not? So if you can go say not that it's not normal to pick up and make a king, it's not normal to pick up a wild on Shabbos. Stop. If it would be normal, then it could be a good king. But now I'm saying it's not normal just to stop, so it's not good for a king. Is that what the Gemara is saying? Not that it's
and therefore what? Therefore the Rosh.
So therefore what the Rosh is saying is, we're not worried about kicking on him because you can get an ace around and pick it up and not be kind of, and that way you hold the tape, and then you make a king after Shabbos. But
I'll
tell the books, and that's the reason why on
Shabbos,
that's why you're not going to pick it up.
It could be. If that's the case, then that'll be the case. Then it would be no raya, but we would have an eitzah.
Right.
In other words, if you're going to go with this eitzah to pick it up and not have a mind to be kinder, then it would be. However, could be. It depends if ain't dark and has to mean dark kinyone agba or maisa agba.
Isn't that the mashmash and shuran? We're just saying that it's not dark, but you go in a city and ride on your donkey. But we're not saying it's not the dark to make a kinyone that way. We're saying based on that, that's not the dark.
Okay. So then you're right. If this decides, then it would write, if this decides, and it's a dark for people to think of the Eitzah, then you're achina. What's the downside in doing that? What's the downside in taking it without a kinyan? There is no downside. Theoretically, it's a downside, so we'll grant it. Right?
Someone
can take it, theoretically. Yeah, okay. Most people are comfortable. They can put it in their pocket and they'll take it.
Also, it's telling the Gemara in the case where Mesus was knocking his potser to his wife. So then the Rishonim declare what the problem was. If it's a kinyanim, if the Rosh has a kinyanim over there, you could have very easy age to just make it happen. And then you could just make it kinyan happen. If there's no issue.
See what it says there, but anyway, Akapanim, this is the second nekuda from the Gemara, the Binyashlaima, that from our Gemara it's mukhrach that Hefger is not also being a keen on Hefger on Shabbos. Since Rabbi Kiveg himself is Mesopic, one can rely on the Binyashlaima to be kind of Hefger on Shabbos. The third Indian that comes into the Sugya is the Maritz Chiyos here, talks about a Shas Sugya, which is actually Masechtas Temura. Very few people actually learned it in the original source, but it comes up in many Sugyas and Shas. Where the Gemara introduces an idea that Kol Milsa da Amar Achmona Leisavi, the Ovid Leiman. The Gemara is actually Machlaikis, but we pass in Kol Milsa da Amar Achmona Leisavi. Anything the Torah says, don't do. The Ovid Leimahani. The Torah is saying that even if you do it, there's no chalais. It's not chal. The Gemara there is talking about tamura. Someone says, the Torah says, layachli fenu v'layamar isa. You can't switch a kedusha of one animal onto another animal and transfer the kedusha. So the Gemara says that kol sadam rachman alei savi the Ovid Leimahani. Even with the Eved, if I take an animal that's a chatas, I want to transfer the kedusha off of it, and I do it, the kedusha doesn't go off. Because kamos adam rachman alei savi, the Eved leimahani, you can't transfer kedusha off. Now many places can hold by Sheikhad, there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah that tells the story of people who hired two false Eidim to say Eidis that it was Rosh Chodesh. And they gave them money to say Eidus. And they came to Bezdin and they said, one of them said Eidus Taka, and the other one, the Gemara says, he was a firm person. So he came into Bezdin and he told a story that nobody could believe. You know, he said he saw the moon and it looked like an animal that had a long tail. And, you know, he told the whole story. They said, why are you telling the story? He says, I was paid to do it. So he felt if he says no, they'll find a crook to say it. So he came into Bezdin. And he was Megala that somebody paid him to say it. So the Gemara says that Bezdin, Mekai Hefka, Bezdin Hefka, Bezdin said, the money they gave you, you could keep. So the question is, why do you mean Mekai Hefka, Bezdin Hefka, you could keep it? He could keep it anyway. They paid him to say Eidus. He said Eidus. So he could keep it because they paid him to say Eidus. There are those who tell you that he didn't really do the job they asked him to do. So maybe that's why. But there are a number of Achrayim that no, by Sheikhad we say, Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabi, the other way Mahani. If you pay a judge or aid in money to say false Eidus, that it's not Chal B'Dieved. I think the Ur Ritumi says this. That it's not Chal because Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabi, the other way Mahani. Torah says, Loi Sikach Sheikhad. Don't take Sheikhad. If you do take Sheikhad, say if you're an aid, say if you're a dayan, my Mahani, it's not Chal Kinyan, it's not your money. The money goes back to the person who hired. That's the rule of Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabi, Yavad Lai Mahani. You're talking not Kaina. You only have Kinyan Gezeila, which is a race, which is against you. But that, you don't have a Kinyan Gezeila is not a full Kinyan. Kinyan Gezeila is that it's still the other person's. It's your Rishos, your control. You have responsibility for it. If you don't have it, there's no title for it.
There is.
The Gemara talks about my ribbis and Tamura. There's a Yama in the Gemara and Tamura that the reason you have to give back ribbis is because of Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabi Mahani. And there's a Machlaikis, the other man, Yama holds Xeris HaKasim. Whatever the reason, I think the Gemara is going to talk about it. At any rate, there's this klal of Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabi Mahani, the other man, Mahani. Frek, the Baritzchi is here, Akasha, that Magbi Arniki, the Shabbos. Even if you have a mind to be kaiva, it also shouldn't be kaiva. Gemara says, "Mavi Arniki b'Shabbos that Rachinami do like Kani, not kaiva." That was the Gemara said that you are kaiva. If you pick up an Arniki, you want to be kaiva on Shabbos. You're kaiva. The kasha is Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabi, the other by Mahani. The kasha is that what are you talking about? We have this rule that anything you do that you're not allowed to do, you know, it doesn't help. So for Hayois, it's also to pick up this Arniki on Shabbos. So even though it's Shemisa Drabanan, we say Drabanan also, Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabi Mahani. So it shouldn't be, it shouldn't work. It shouldn't be kaina if you pick up an Arniki. And Al Gemara says that you are kaina. So this is the Maritzius' Kasha. Alright, so I guess Sunday we'll get to his teretz, the Kivegas teretz, and we're going to finish with Hashem to the next Mishnah. Those of you who were in Shir last year by Gittin, the next Gemara of Imam Mahalo, look up your notes. I Gittin, we should have spoken about it then.